This is episode number 2410 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's not really going to be as infamous as the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. And no one is lining up outside waiting to get in the Park City courtroom. But it is a trial.
It is a trial.
Here's what we learned from yesterday's opening arguments and Goop's ski and run lawsuit.
Ski and run.
But who ran into whom?
Oh. Really?
Goop's attorney claims the good doctor ran into Gwynny.
Oh, wow. Instead of she running into him.
Yeah. So the doctor says he is messed up for life.
Yeah, he's messed up.
Including severe psychological problems, including fear, anxiety, and depression.
Well.
As a result of my time being severely hurt, incapacitated, and unable to defend or protect myself.
From the goop. From the goop. Yeah. It's like she didn't wave her sex toy in front of you, man. She didn't wave her candle in front of you.
That's right.
Or her brass balls.
Yeah, well, we told you yesterday.
Oh, jade balls. Sorry. She doesn't have brass balls. She has jade balls.
Jade, yes. They're jade.
She didn't. Well, that would have ruined me.
Like, oh, they were brass?
Oh, my God. No, just waving her stuff in front of me.
Like, where have those been?
Yay. I don't want to know.
So he's suing for $3
million. Right.
Now, Goop is countersuing for $1 and attorney's fees to defend what they call a meritless claim.
And you know, like Taylor Swift did that too. I think she doesn't want to be outdone by Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift did it in the sexual harassment case. It was a civil case. The guy touched her bum. Stupid DJs, people on the radio, keep your hands in your damn pockets.
Radio people.
That's the first thing I'm going to teach people at broadcasting school when I teach broadcasting school. By the way, learn
keep
to
your
use
hands
your,
in your pockets.
Learn to use your radio voice and keep your hands in your pocket. No matter
don't
who you're
standing
next to.
Don't play with things in your pocket.
Yeah, well.
Just
don't care
in
about
your pocket.
That. Just don't touch anybody. Don't touch.
So the ongoing trial is expected to last 8 days. Goop is expected to take the stand.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think she feels mightily about her defense then.
I believe she does.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the good doctor will remember anything, because it's been a while. This thing happened, what, 2016, I think? Yeah, 2016?
You know, if he has said, you know what, it messed up my back, I need to get some compensation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
pay my
this is a little
bill.
Over the top.
It is. And
for running into him on the bunny slope.
Yeah, on the bunny slope. And let me tell you, I understand he had a GoPro.
Oh.
So maybe that will be admitted into evidence. We'll have to wait and see. Well, we'll be right on it for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
We report the crazy court news on the Who Cares News.
That's right.
8 long days.
Hey, it gives you people something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, guess who has decided to re-retire from acting?
Re-retire?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
I thought she was still retired. That shows what I know.
Huh.
Cameron will reportedly retire from her acting career for good after she wraps the Netflix film Back in Action with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, remember Jamie Foxx last year called her.
Oh, that's
remember that?
Right. Yeah.
And kind of shamed her into doing this movie.
Yeah.
Well. I remember that one.
So she's going to go back into retirement. Kind of like...
I kind of expected that.
Kind of like Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, you know, well, there's that or Tom Brady.
Or Tom... Well...
In fact,
but,
he had Tom Brady
Gronk
call her,
actually,
right?
You know,
he
I think
did.
So. Yes.
He had Tom Brady call her about retirement. It's overrated.
So she
Aaron
wants
Rodgers.
To, she wants to...
take a hint, buddy.
Take a hint. She wants to focus on being a mom to her 3-year-old daughter, Radix.
Well,
I've never heard of the name Radix.
So here's the deal. She probably is not super wealthy, okay? She made a little money. She hasn't worked for a while.
Yeah.
She's probably spent it. And she's probably got some socked away.
Yeah.
But she's not like, you know, she's not Jennifer Aniston rich, you know?
No.
No?
And who is?
Well, that's true.
Well, there's plenty of
So she needs to stay home because she can't afford daycare. That's the deal. Have you seen the price of daycare? It's like $1,000 a month.
Back in Action was reportedly plagued with some drama. So
plagued.
Well, Jamie allegedly did a Tom Cruise on set. He had a tantrum.
Oh.
Which led to him firing an executive producer, directors, and...
And?
His driver.
Oh, I hope he didn't touch craft service. Man.
Well, he fired his driver.
You're going to piss off... I know, but you're going to piss off the whole crew if you shut down craft service and fire them.
And you don't want to make craft service mad.
A movie travels on its stomach, okay? Remember
Dang
that.
Right. However... Now, a source close to Cameron confirmed that his reported meltdown had nothing to do with her alleged decision to retire from acting.
I don't know.
After this one. Well, why would he care? He wanted her to come do this. She's doing this.
She's probably like, you know what? This I don't need any of this. You know?
That's true.
She doesn't need the anxiety. We don't know.
Well, the source explained that Cameron, she hates the drama and the confrontation that comes with working in Hollywood. And ergo, re-retire.
The thing about, you know, Jamie Foxx, and we've never seen the side of Jamie before. So
that's true.
Remember, Katie Holmes, you lucked out.
Maybe that's why.
No tantrums. So life is better without tantrums.
Life is much better without drama and tantrums.
I'll give you that. But anyway, Cameron Diaz, God bless you. You know, stay home with your kid. Enjoy life.
Stay home.
What's the rat race? Nobody's going to the movies anymore anyway.
Pound sand.
Yeah, well, she's not going to do that.
Nah.
She is not going to close that door, I guarantee.
No.
No. Because she'll want to be like Lily Tomlin when she's 80 and doing movies. I guarantee it.
You think so?
She'll unretire by the time she's 80. Oh, yeah. She's got it in her. I think she's got it in her. I don't know what I'm talking about today. Somebody put me out of my misery. Okay, with our apologies today to Jamie Foxx's driver.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what you did, but you probably didn't deserve that. And you're a member of the Teamsters. You should file a grievance.
Oh, you know you should.
And also, Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.